Hello. Today in less than 5 minutes, KNG International Advisors will give you a summary of last week's most important international financial news. Today's entry is titled, Earnings Season, So Far. We are now a couple of weeks into earnings season for the third quarter of 2024, and we have enough information to start thinking about what these latest data tell us about the state of the economy and market outlook. First, the bad news. Although it's not really new news, the Chinese consumer remains in poor shape. Any consumer-focused company we follow, from high-end luxury down to consumer basics, who has major exposure to the Chinese market, is reporting business performance which is below expectations. China's macro weakness is not a new story, but many had been hoping for the worst to be behind us and a possible inflection to come soon. It looks like investors will have to be more patient. The Chinese economy and consumer remains weak based on the data we've seen from corporate results so far. The good news for investors is that China consumers' weakness is the only negative story we've seen so far this earnings season in terms of read across for the economy. At the time of writing this report, two of the big three cloud hyperscalers, Microsoft and Alphabet, have reported results and both reported numbers ahead of expectations with strong rates of growth in cloud computing. The wave of cloud computing and migration of existing IT stacks to the cloud continues to be a sort of sustained growth, a major theme in the global economy with a long road of growth ahead. What's more, generative artificial intelligence is a major contributor to these outgoing successes of these cloud businesses, driving further growth in revenue and profits. AI is not a maybe story. It's a real technology cycle driving real-world businesses today. In online advertising, we've seen good results for Meta, owner of WhatsApp, Instagram, and Facebook, and Alphabet, owner of Google and YouTube. The primary driver of these businesses is online advertising spending, and both companies reported results above expectations for the third quarter of 2024. In both cases, the application of AI is further supporting business success, as AI is improving the return of investment for businesses using these platforms to advertise their products. These two companies look set to dominate the future of online advertising. In Europe, there is evidence that the consumer is in a better state than many had feared. Strong results from Garmin and Booking were driven by strength in Europe. Garmin's wearables products are popular among outdoor sport enthusiasts and those pursuing outdoor-related hobbies. And this division reported results well ahead of expectations, driven by spending by consumers in Europe. Booking's travel-focused business is overweight Europe, and they also reported solid numbers for their quarter. The important takeaway so far is that in the major global theme in which we invest, we continue to see the strength driven by new technology adoption, exceptional corporate performance, and continued cultural trends towards greater spending on travel and experiential services. These trends are not going away and continue to power growth in revenues and profits of the companies we invest in. There are still many companies globally who are yet to report their results, so we will wait until we have more information before making an updated call on the state of the economy and outlook in the short term. But at this stage, it's a case of so far so good. We would like to thank Dominion Capital Strategies for writing this content and sharing it with us. My name is Juliana Emberson from KNG International Advisors, and we wish you an excellent start of the week. Don't forget to contact us if you have any queries or further comments. Thank you.